Well, as we continue our program here at Theater in the Woods, we want to welcome everyone who's listening on EAA Radio, FM 93.3, and worldwide on the internet at eaaradio.net. Also this year, we're welcoming folks who are watching our live web stream, and our web streaming is made possible through the courtesy of the fine folks at Discovery World on the lakefront in Milwaukee. Discovery World, connecting innovation, science, technology, and the environment with exploration through interactive exhibits and hands-on learning. Well, here's the program you've all been waiting for. It's an evening with Bert Rutan, and we're going to reminisce a little bit about Bert's career, the airplanes that he's designed and flown, and joining him will be a few friends up on stage. But to officially begin our program this evening, I'd like to bring out EIA's Vice President of Membership and the gentleman who's responsible for the features and attractions here at AirVenture, Adam Smith. Adam.
Good evening, everyone. It is my great honor and pleasure to introduce tonight's special guest to you. As I think some of you in the audience know, one of my responsibilities here at EAA is our beautiful museum. And thank you to all of you who over the years have supported the development of the world's finest museum of sport aviation. We own, as an organization and a community, over 220 airplanes. And I love all of them. I am very passionate about aviation history, right back to the Wright brothers and the pioneering years, aviation through wartime and peacetime. But it sometimes surprises people when they ask me which is my favorite airplane in the whole museum. I actually pick one of the younger airplanes in our museum collection. The one I pick out as what I believe will ultimately be the most historically significant airplane in our museum collection. I picked Bert Rutan's prototype very easy. Bert flew that, I guess Dick flew that airplane here in 1975, and it caused a sensation, and I'm sure some of you in the audience remember that. And even today, when we take school children through the museum, and they see Bert Rutan designs in there, the look of amazement on their faces. Even now, 36 years later, the Very Easy looks like an amazing aircraft. It looks like something from the future still. And that introduced to aviation some real innovations in terms of the aerodynamic efficiency of the aircraft, the first practical application of the winglet, and think what that's done and how that's been adopted throughout the whole of aviation. But perhaps most importantly, and the reason that I choose the Very Easy as my favorite, is because I think it launched the career of someone who became very, very important in this movement and very important in the history of aviation. And that is our special guest this evening. So you haven't come here to listen to me. You've come here to pay tribute and pay honor to someone that is, in my opinion, the greatest aircraft designer since World War II, and certainly up there in the leadership of the greatest aircraft designers of all time. Please give a very big, special Oshkosh welcome to Mr. Bert Rutan.
Welcome to Theater in the Woods, Bert.
Do you remember the last time I was here, Mike Melville and I laid on our backs there just so we could watch the screen. I got it's one of my favorite pictures of the EAA.
We've come a little way since then. We actually have a TV on the stage right here. You're good.
Oh, okay.
We have new chairs this year. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for that warm welcome for Bert Rutan. We're going to spend a little time this evening reminiscing, talking about airplanes, which, let's face it, that's why we all come to Oshkosh. But to join us to help tell some stories, and these pilots have all promised they'll keep them family-oriented tonight. First, I'd like to bring out Doug Shane. Doug is the president of Scaled Composites in Mojave, the very first engineer that Bert hired for Scaled when it opened up in 1982. So please welcome Doug Shane. Also joining us this evening, probably someone who is, I don't know if there's anyone that's closer to you than Mike Melville. I mean, he was the best man in your wedding, which is a very good thing. He was also the first person that you hired at the Rutan Aircraft Factory, right, and helped build the very big one. So we'd like to bring out Mike Melville. And finally, what evening with Bert Rutan would be complete without his brother? So please join me in welcoming Dick Rutan. Welcome, gentlemen. Glad to have you on the stage here this evening. Bert, I'd like to start early, very early in your career. I understand that when you were going to school, you really didn't like mathematics very much. Is that correct?
Well, I remember liking it a lot more once I took physics and realized that that was really fun stuff, and then realizing that I'd probably have to have math to understand and design after learning a little bit of physics. I do remember loving high school physics. Had a good teacher, but I don't remember that much of math before that. But if you say so, I'll trust you. You got that from my mom, probably.
Huh? Yeah. We did in-depth research for this night.
Okay.
You were also into model aircraft as a
pilot. Oh, yeah, big time.
So tell us a little bit, I mean, how did you come to become a modeler, an award-winning modeler? What was the inspiration that got you going down that path?
Well, first of all, I couldn't go out to sports after I got a sophomore in high school. Before that time, I went to church school at a church that wouldn't allow me to do anything at all on Saturdays. Okay? And when I arrived at public school, at high school, I found out that if I went out for football or basketball, that I would have to do something on Saturdays for the big games. So I learned real quick that I couldn't do that. And I do remember enjoying putting pieces of balsa wood together and playing with them and trying different stuff. But I was essentially shoved away from sports by the religious background that I was brought up. And I think that's one of the reasons that I got so big in a model airplane.